What'd you think of the girls? Just a little bit blurb. I know you and Mike handled a lot of that. We heard you a lot during the press conferences after the games and everything. There were some interesting games, some good games to watch during Saturday.
Well, I think Saturday saved the tourney from being ho-hum status, to be frank. You know, the Class A and Class B games, everything was pointing to those two matchups, and they didn't disappoint.
Yeah, great matchups, that B game and the A game as well. Boy, right down the very wire, two good games to watch right down to the very end for four quarters.
Yeah, and, you know, drama, intensity, you know, the emotion, and class. I think that, you know, you get the, you know, the losing coaches in, you bring in the winning players, and, you know, on the girls' side, they all... their coaches praise them as role models, and you know, with Caitlin Clark right now filling that role so well on the college level, and you see it in the Britt Princes out there, and the Gesser twins from Millard West, and you know, you want to have great athletes, but you want to have great people as well.
No question about it. Now we get ready for the boys, and I know going to be all over that for a couple of days, Stu. I saw your predictions out and this morning's paper. We've got a couple of teams, Maywood, Hays Center, Dundee County, Stratton, and D2 and D1 respectively, and hoping, you know, both teams both teams can make a run here over the next couple of days.
Yeah, you know, let's start with May Hay down in Class D2. I've got them going to the finals against a Shelton team, and both teams were playing on Saturday last year, you know, in third place games. So I think if that matchup comes off, and there's plenty of potholes to be navigated around for both teams to get there, but you know, that could be a nice final there. I think they both look to score, and I always like seeing that, but as you know, you better play some defense in Lincoln because the shots always don't fall in the big arena.
I know Dundee County Stratton's got a tough matchup. We've watched Ainsworth a couple of games this year with McCook and them being in the same conference, and Carter Nelson and that crew, and they don't play a lot of kids, but it seems like Coach Nelson has got his team playing pretty good at the right time.
It's an interesting makeup of that team. I looked, and they have four kids listed at 5'6". to start with. So, I mean, you're dealing with kind of, you got Trey Appelt, you got Trega McNally, and you got Carter Nelson as the big three, and then Coach Nelson, you know, puts two others out there, and yeah, Ainsworth, you know, again, you think that Ainsworth at one time was Class B, and now they're sitting D1, they were D2, D2 in football this year, Rich, and you know, it's kind of a sign of the times as to where population is heading in the state, but they stay with, you know, playing good competition, and those seven losses, few of those were without Carter while he was playing in all-star football games around, you know, national all-star games around the country. So yeah, DC Stratton has a tough draw. I've got Ainsworth picked on that one, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Tigers would come through, and then whoever that winner is plays North Platte St. Pat's, which was in the finals last year. You probably have seen them somewhere along the line, Rich, the Irish. And on the other side, Johnson Brock, defending champion, undefeated. They're winning by 30 points a game, and I think it's going to be tough for the upper half of the bracket survivor to knock off the Eagles.
You know, one thing I was going to ask you, boy, we had a lot of low-scoring girls games in that state tournament, and I don't know if that's good defense or just the offenses didn't come out. Hopefully, you're probably hoping the boys can maybe be a little bit more high-scoring this time around this week.
Well, you certainly hope so. That you know, and again, the shot clock, as I wrote about today, you know, I mean, Jim Weeks has kind of been the poster boy for why. And I think a lot of the small schools, you know, want to play a little higher, you know, speed up ball compared to passing around the perimeter. Although, you know, as you go down the line, I did scoring averages last night. You know, you hope that when the shot clock gets adopted in all six classes, it has the impact it has on B this year, because B scoring averages are up tremendously. Crete's averaging 72 a game. And, you know, in some of these cases, you know, you've got the running clock going in these games as well. So compared to maybe, you know, 30 years ago, you don't have as much game time, you know, to score as you would in these blowouts.
Still recovering or looking at Amherst as well. Our good buddy Eric Rippon, McCook High School grad, has that team at his number one seed and having a great season. You feel like Amherst can make a pretty good run in there in C2 as well?
I think so. I think they've got a nice bracket draw. Bridgeport's the eighth seed coming in. And then on the other side are two teams that have never been to state. And Eric certainly has state tourney experience with his team, and so do his kids. So, you know, I think Amherst is going to be in the final, and I think coming out of the other side would be Lincoln Lutheran, probably tested more than any other C2 team this year. You know, you look at their opponent's winning percentage, it's in the 60s. I mean, that's, you know, you get in state that way, and they've had some losses, but you look at their losses, and, you know, they're to the likes of Auburn and Concordia and, you know, high-level B and C1 team. So I think that could be a really nice final if Amherst and Lutheran make it. And Lutheran side, you've got three Northeast Nebraska teams, all very capable, too, with Ponca, North Fork Catholic, and Harrington Cedar Catholic.
You mentioned Coach Weeks there, Auburn. Man, Auburn, you think one of these days it's going to end. But, man, each and every year their kids, they just reload year after year, and they're back again this year.
And undefeated. They have an interesting first-round match with D.C. West. That's a rematch of a game I saw back in December that Auburn trailed at halftime but won by 15 in Valley. And D.C. West, another one of the first-timers coming to Lincoln. C1, I'm going to sit there on Thursday, Rich, because, it's, you know, those four matchups, you know, one, they're all, each of them has an Omaha area team in it. And secondly, they're great matchups. C1, to me, is the deepest field in the state. You got Concordia against Malcolm. Malcolm hasn't been in 20-some years. Ogallala and Wahoo, I mean, who wouldn't want to watch that game? Just out of the tradition, and both teams are going to go up and down the court. That game would never need a shot clock. Ashland Greenwood and Donovan Trumbull still young, but and moving up from C2 to C1, going against a two-time defending champion, then, you know, it's Jim Weeks against a new team. I look in that bracket that Auburn and Concordia make it to the finals, which would be the fourth consecutive. Concordia's been 4 years. Their season could end four straight years with a game against Auburn, and the first three have not gone the Mustangs' way. So, you know, very, very intriguing class. It's the class that intrigues me the most.
You know, Class B, we had a chance, of course, Bearcats, Scotts Bluff, seeing them a little bit this year, a couple of times during the regular season, the postseason, as a three seed. But, you know, you look at the Creets, the Scuts, and Norris, and you think that those three teams right there, and whoever wins Scotts Bluff, Roncalli, once again, should be making an very interesting semifinal round.
Yeah, very well could be. Creighton and Scott sitting 1-2, meet up in the semis. Scott's the 4 seed. I have number 2 overall, and I've got the pick to win the whole thing because they're playing the best, defending champion, and, you know, Kyle Juergens has quite the resume in Lincoln as Scott's coach. And on the other side, Norris, if it's Norris and Roncalli in the semis, Roncalli probably wants a little payback. Jimmy Moats' team won at Roncalli in the district final last year on a buzzer beater 3 by a freshman. So Roncalli would be certainly primed to try and get some payback. But Norris, with a predominantly non-senior team, if they don't do it this year, they're certainly going to be the favorites next year.
And finally, Class A, I got a little chuckle, Stu, at your Class A picks. You left one of them, I guess, up to one of your kids to flip a coin on it, huh?
Well, he made the call. So, I think that's how even Bellevue West and Millard North are. You know, right now there's nothing that separates them. Bellevue West lost to Millard North for second weekend of the season. hasn't lost since. Miller North lost to Central in the Metropolitan Tourney, so the rematch didn't happen there. And Miller North's one loss since the Holiday Tourney has been to the number one team in Illinois, Chicago Curry. I mean, that's when you're losing the number one team by five, the number one team out of Illinois, that's a pretty good validation that you're good as well. Because Illinois basketball, with all their population and all their schools, you know, that, you know, I have no shame in that loss at all. So, you know, can they get there? You know, are there landmines between Wednesday and Saturday? Certainly. With Miller North, it starts with Gretna, and who, you know, that has some neutrality wouldn't be pulling for the Dragons with, you know, the season of you know, overcoming the sting of Brad Feakin's death from cancer during the season. That you just don't see that very often. Fortunately, you know, you don't have teams facing that. And Gretna with Bill Hurd, Brad's best friend, stepping in. You know, it's going to be a tribute to their fallen friend and mentor. It's win or lose, that game Wednesday is going to be filled with a lot of emotion for Gretna. And they've handled it pretty well, you know, throughout the year, those difficult times. You know, is there a magical run in them? We've seen emotion carry teams before. So, yeah, Wednesday, very intriguing match. You got before that North and Central out of Omaha. Those two teams never have met in Lincoln. Maybe hoping that the behavior on Wednesday, Rich, is going to be above board, because we've had some incidents with both football and basketball with those two this year. And North, it's a perplexing record for North. They won one first round game in their 99-year history.
Wow!
In Lincoln.
Wow! Well, going to be a great 4 days. Yeah, going to be a great 4 days, Stu. You and Mike are going to be covering from wall to wall for 4 days, and we're going to get some good games. And Saturday there at Pinnacle should be fun to watch in all six classes.
Yes, yeah, so we hope everybody follows along with Omaha.com out your way. And, you know, the E-Edition will have all the stories together, and we just thank those that continue to read us out in your part of the country.
Well, no question about it. Prep Zone is great. You're going to be all over other social media as well, and keeping folks who can't make it out updated on what's going on.
Certainly. And thanks for having me on, Rich.